Welcome to this week's installment of Relatively New Flute Music Monday with Dr. Tammy Evans-Yontz. I'm on faculty at Newberry College in Newberry, South Carolina, and the University of South Carolina, Aiken, in Aiken, South Carolina. And I'm usually guilty of having too many projects going on all at once, which you can check out at my website, www.tammyevansyontz.com. The flute work that we're going to be looking at this week is Jour de Flute for Flute and Piano by Albert Roussel, and this actually is going to be divided up into two installments because there are a whole bunch of names that we need to know that are related to this work, and it's really important to kind of know who these people are so we'll have a nice context to work from when approaching this. So this week we'll go over the names and sort of the cast of characters involved, and then next week's installment will be the performance overview of this particular work. So Roussel is a French composer. He was born in 1869, died in 1927, and this work was written in 1924. It's divided into four movements. Each one is named for a historical flutist, and each one is dedicated to a contemporary flutist, obviously a contemporary of Roussel's time. Movement one is Pan, and you've probably heard of this character before. He's from Greek mythology. He's a shepherd and is associated with rustic music. He's also part man and part goat, one of these mythological creatures, just like the faun in Debussy's Prelude to La Prime des Deux Enfants. He's also associated with panpipes, which are the pipes of gradually increasing length, which allows the player to produce various notes. So definitely a wind instrument, and one that we see a lot in Greek mythology. The second movement of this work is Tityr, who is another flute-playing shepherd. He is a character from the writings of the ancient poet Virgil. So we kind of see a theme happening so far. We have these different flute-playing characters. Movement three is called Krishna, and Krishna is a major figure in Hinduism. He's also a flutist, and he's sometimes depicted as tending cows. So again, we have this not just flute connection, but this shepherd or cowherd connection going on. And then the fourth movement, this one is Monsieur de Péjardin. This is a less obvious character, maybe. He's not quite as well known as the other ones, but he appears in the 1920 novel La Pécheresse by Henri de Régnier. He is the hero of this novel and also a flute player who likes the ladies. So that's our character in this case. So why was each contemporary flutist paired with his particular mythological one? We haven't gotten to those contemporary flutists yet, but just to kind of segue into that, surely there is some reason why Roussel decided to pair each flutist with each historical or mythological character, other than the fact that they all do play the flute. But if the particular reason exists, it is unknown to me. So that's kind of a mystery. If anyone has run across that information, I'd be very interested to hear it. So now we move on to the actual flutists who these different movements are dedicated to. The first movement, Pan, is dedicated to Marcel Moise. And as flutists, we are familiar with this particular name, because he is such an important figure in flute pedagogy. Moise was born in 1889 and died in 1984 and really had a significant impact on just flute teaching and flute playing during his long lifetime. He taught at the Paris Conservatory during two different periods of time. One was between 1932 and 1940, and then once again between 1946 and 1948. He also gave master classes in the 1960s and 70s, and these were very well known. They occurred in Switzerland, the United States, United Kingdom, and Japan. And he also wrote books of exercises and studies. Really influential, important figure in the flute world. The second movement, Tityr, was dedicated to Gaston Blancourt, who was a prominent French flutist, And he also studied at the Paris Conservatory. His teacher was Annibal. The third movement, Krishna, is dedicated to Louis Fleury, who was born in 1878 and died in 1926. He also studied at the Paris Conservatory. We're starting to see sort of a trend here. He studied with Paul Tafanel, another very important name to us as flutists. Fleury was also the dedicatee of Debussy's Syrinx. So these two, Syrinx obviously being a very prominent work, this work being important as well. And so Louis Fleury is sort of in the middle of all of these important new works happening at this particular time. Fleury was also a proponent of new works by contemporary composers. So he actually sought out the commissioning of these new pieces during this time. The fourth movement, Monsieur de la Pejadie, was dedicated to Philippe Gobert, another really important flute name. All these names are just happening all within this one piece. Gobert was born in 1879, and he died in 1941. And out of all of these flutists, he had some really interesting jobs. He played in the orchestra for the Paris Opera, and then after that, he was professor of flute at the Paris Conservatory, and also a conductor, a very prominent conductor. He also was a composer of many works, two of which are in the Flute Music by French Composers collection, which I'm sure all of you have in your giant stacks of music in your studios, because we play from that book so often. So it's significant that two of his works are included within that collection. So that's a lot of names. I'll give you some time to digest that. You might want to go and do a little bit more research about any of those and just kind of dig around and see what kind of connections you can make there. And then next week, we will talk about the performance overview of this piece. Thanks so much for listening today. I'd love to hear from you with questions or comments, or if there are any specific relatively new flute works you'd like to know more about, please don't hesitate to contact me through my website, which again is www.tammyevansyant.com.